It's Tuesday, the day we read from your letters and emails. And first, a correction. Last week, we talked about congressional earmarks, or pork, the extra spending in some bills that benefits specific congressional districts. One of the examples we gave was the post office, as in, do you want Congress to limit earmarks, even if that means losing that new post office or highway improvement? Well, Judy West works for the Postal Service in Des Moines, Iowa, and wrote to remind us that, quote, post office buildings are not funded by Congress. Although names are changed on the floor of Congress, funding comes directly from the postal budget, which is not funded by tax dollars, only from postage paid by customers. As such, post offices will not be pork projects. And on the subject of pork, Jennifer Rowe works with at-risk teens in Lawrence, Kansas, and wrote, not all earmarked pork funding is wasted on expensive pet projects. We've been doing this for nearly 10 years, won numerous awards, and submitted an earmark request this year to Congressman Dennis Moore. Our $300,000 request would provide all the workplace equipment, furniture, and supplies needed for our recent expansion. We're a perfect example of how earmark funds should be targeted, providing a one-time award that will have lasting impact on our agency, our constituents, and our entire community. Yesterday, we talked with the authors of a new book called Tiger Force, which tells the story of an elite U.S. Army platoon in Vietnam that spiraled violently out of control in 1967. John Ratliff, a listener in Hillsboro, Oregon, wrote in to complain. We never hear of the actions of exemplary units in Vietnam. I was a member of the 37th Aerospace Rescue and Recovery Squadron in 1970 and 71. We had many missions which resulted in over 600 lives saved. During the 11 years of conflict, air rescue service personnel were credited with saving 4,120 lives. Why can't you also discuss some of the real heroes of Vietnam? I think this is a sorely needed counterpoint to stories such as the one about Tiger Force. Our coverage yesterday of the National Security Agency's program to gather the phone records of millions of Americans brought emails both for and against. Mike Nixick in Tucson, Arizona, was against it. It's fair to ask in what ways the NSA's authorized and unauthorized anti-terrorism efforts are being expanded for other uses, he wrote. Exactly which agencies are clients of this database? What oversights and safeguards exist to keep political appointees from digesting and deploying data and analysis for political purposes? On the other hand, Thomas Ronayne in Detroit wrote, I firmly believe that NSA analyzing phone records is a step in the right direction. I, and I suspect nearly everybody else in this country, have nothing to hide, and I do not care one whit if the NSA bores itself to death analyzing my records. I do, however, care, in fact demand, that the NSA monitor and analyze every single second of every communication of any kind between any point in this country and the Middle East. You want to look at my phone records? Go ahead. Have a ball. Several listeners wrote in response to last week's show on humor and politics. Kelly Cram in Kansas City recalled former President Gerald Ford's appearance on Saturday Night Live. It was unbelievably funny, she wrote. What a great sense of humor. SNL has a history of landing big-name former politicians and writing them into some hilarious moments on the show. Bob Dole and Madeleine Albright have both poked fun at themselves and spoken those iconic words live from New York at Saturday Night. Over the weekend, that famous line was delivered by Al Gore after several self-deprecating minutes during which he was introduced as the President of the United States.
As for immigration, solving that came at a heavy cost, and I personally regret the loss of California. However, the new Mexifornian economy is strong, and El Presidente Schwarzenegger is doing a great job. There have been some setbacks. Unfortunately, the confirmation process for Supreme Court Justice Michael Moore was bitter and divisive.
Al Gore stopping by the set of Saturday Night Live this past weekend. The show airs, of course, on NBC. If you have any other comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.